The state of Michigan has received a score of 64.7%, according to a new report from Out Leadership, a global business network advocating on behalf of LGBTQ+ inclusive spaces in the workplace. Here is Todd Sears, founder of the organization, explaining why Michigan received a low score.
There is no ban on conversion therapy in Michigan, for example. HIV criminalization is legal. The opportunity for trans people to change their birth markers is not available unless they have surgery.
The report is based on five broad categories, assessing LGBTQ+ people's lived experiences. These categories are legal and non-discrimination protections, youth and family support, political and religious attitudes, health access and safety, and work environment and employment.
And rated each of the states across those on a 5-point scale, and then we're able to rank those states. And then the CEO briefs that we built for the states, and we've launched a portion of the 50, we'll launch the rest this fall, then give much more detail in terms of how those businesses and leaders doing business in those states, whether Tennessee or Texas or Arizona or Michigan, can then use this brief and this scoring system to make the case to local government officials, to governors, and to legislatures that LGBT inclusion would improve business outcomes in the state.
Michigan scored well when it came to political and religious attitudes, but low on health access and safety.
Political and religious attitudes, interestingly, Michigan has 19.2 out of 20. Where they fall down the most is around health access and safety, 6.5 out of 20. And that primarily deals with HIV criminalization. On legal and non-discrimination protections, Michigan scores 14 out of 20 possible points. Youth and family support, 13 out of 20.
Sears says that it's not just about safety for LGBTQ people, but it's also about how comfortable they are when telling their coworkers or supervisors of their sexual orientation or gender identity. If they aren't able to be out at work, Sears explains they are less likely to be attracted to that kind of workplace.
And so if you think about the economic cost of that and you multiply that across an entire state like Michigan, it is absolutely significant.
Michigan resident Eleanor Moreno says although the report accurately describes the experience of an LGBTQ person living in Grand Rapids, it is important to consider what that experience is for an LGBTQ person of color.
How many of us people of color, leaders, queer people of color even, who are leaders in this community, and we're still not in rooms that we need to be in or get invited? That's like every day, and that really sucks.
At the very baseline, says Sears, some people of color in the United States experience great levels of oppression. But when you add being LGBTQ, it adds another layer to their experience.
And if you add the LGBT layer from an intersectionality perspective, it can be significantly worse.
And although across the state of Michigan, there is no legislation specifically protecting LGBTQ people, a bill was introduced in June to amend the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to protect LGBTQ people from employment discrimination. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.